Thoughts on the Kingdom, Revelation, Introduction. Now, Revelation, of course, is the revelation of John writing to the seven churches in the province of Asia. And as such, of course, it's apostolic. So why am I doing a subsection on Revelation? Revelation, the book itself. Well, because the subject of king or kingship or rule and governance and so on is a major theme in the book of Revelation. And what is more, the book of Revelation shows the battle between the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ, and the kingdoms of this world, the realms and governances that run the culture of this age, especially, of course, in John's day, the Roman Empire. Now, the Roman Empire enforced upon its citizens at several times the cult of the emperor, the cult of the emperor. And there had to be emperor worship. Pinches of incense or whatever had to be offered to the emperor. For membership of the guilds and the societies, for the work craft associations and so on. And believers were subjected to this tremendous onslaught to compromise, however innocuously it might seem, to compromise with emperor worship. But they knew that they were in the kingdom of Christ, and Christ was their king. And they could offer worship to no one else. They could offer praise and adoration. They could bow the knee and submit their minds and wills to no one but the Lord Christ. And that battle goes on throughout the book of Revelation. But of course, there is only one victor. And this is the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings. And he is the Lord of Lords. And the kingdoms of this world are passing, fading. The Roman Empire is long, long since gone. The British Empire has gone. The American Empire will go. All these empires will crack and crumble. But the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ will never fade. His throne will last forever. He is the everlasting King. Now that theme comes out very strongly in the book of Revelation. Coupled with that is the question of worship. True worship. True 24/7 devotion to Christ in every aspect of life. Against that, the worship which is false. The bowing down to gods, to kings and empires, to the passing fads of the ages. Well, that is the battle of Revelation. And that is why I am going to deal with this question of kingdom under a subsection of Revelation. It features so strongly, and I want to bring it out in that sense. We are a kingdom, brother and sister. We belong to a kingdom. We're a kingdom of priests. And it is the triumphant kingdom, the kingdom that will bring tremendous, infinite glory and majesty, the kingdom that bears that now in the name of Christ. It may seem weak and feeble and insignificant, but it is the King of Kings who reigns. And as we get to the end of the book of Revelation, we shall see that all shall have to acknowledge that he truly is that King of Kings and that Lord of Lords. May God bless us as we look through the book of Revelation in this light. Kingship, kingdom, and worship.